We start with football, of course, because you know it's football season. And
big game tonight.
As near as Chargers and Chiefs. Oh yeah, I'll be home in time to watch that at 8:20.
No, you won't. Game starts at 8:20. You're working till 9. Just
unbelievable.
Saying.
Unbelievable. So anyhow, Lions, and I heard Derek Stevens on Before Us.
Yes, from
the D in Las Vegas. He talks to Rico and the man, and. Like they, I think Rico asked him, like, "Oh, and is the bloom off the rose of the Lions? They're favored this week." And he goes, "There is so much interest and so much money in the Lions. It hasn't changed the perception at all. The loss to the Eagles, just as many people are betting, which doesn't surprise me. But with all, in all seriousness, reactionary, emotional dudes like you, it surprises. The Lions lost 38-35 to the Eagles." Who are a better team.
Scored the third most points in all the NFL.
They're now favored by, what is it?
2.5.
2.5.
Although,
there are some injuries. Washington Commandos this Sunday at Ford's Field. And all I hear, what's today, Thursday?
Yes.
All I've heard every day, including from you, after I left last night, you were like a kid going goofy on the babysitter, for God's sake.
What does that mean?
This misbehaving with the babysitter.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not technically going goofy on her.
I understand. Yeah. There's so many different ways I could take that.
I know that. But all this, it must win. And if they lose Sunday, the season is over.
It is, yes.
And
they don't play the last 15
games.
They
won't even. The Dan Campbell will have no chance. I understand the emotional nature of football in the Lions and Lions fans. I get that. And, yes, it's a very important game against the Commandos.
Huge.
On Sunday, okay? But separate the emotion from the logic. Logically, people say, well, 0-2, you're not going to make the playoffs. Most 0-2 teams never do. That's not the point.
That is the point.
It is not the point. Stop pretending like making the playoffs this year was the point. It was a nice goal, and it still is a nice goal. It'd be a huge leap, but it's not logical.
Typical Wojo letting him off the hook.
I'm not.
No,
I'm just
Wojo.
Being logical.
Look at the NFC. Look at the conference they play in.
God.
Look at all these teams. The Bears beat the freaking Niners. The Giants, they went ahead and they beat Tennessee on the road. The Colts
going on
got
one
tied.
Week.
But my point
one
is,
week.
No, my point is, the NFC has never been worse. The division has probably never been
worse. I see what you're doing.
And you should win enough games to
I see what you're doing.
Taste the graphic.
I'm
That's
on
all
to you.
I'm saying.
I'm on to all
what
of
I,
you
What
people.
Are you talking about?
I am so on
Well, the other thing, very quickly,
you.
Before you go on.
What?
I do have some stats for you. Just so you know, in the 24 years since the NFL expanded to its current playoff format, 205 teams have started the season 0-2. The Lions were 0-2. There were a couple of those teams. Take a guess how many have qualified for the playoffs. 24.
Oh, that's a lot.
24 of 205. That is the point.
No, no.
0-2 sinks your season. And by the way, 0-2 sinks your fan base, too.
It sinks your season if you're a contender, perhaps, and maybe not even, because if you're a contender, you can overcome it. But I know what you're doing. I know what they're all doing. I know what Rico and the man are doing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what Stoney and Jansen are doing. I know what you're doing.
What?
Setting up the false expectations so you can get angrier if they, you know, I don't know, only win 7 games.
Nonsense.
Yeah, that's one thing. The second thing you're doing by this whole, oh, it's there for the taking. Oh, the NFC is so bad. Oh, my God, it's awful. So if they somehow squeak out a 9-8 record and actually make the playoffs.
That'd be great.
You could, no, you'll go, well, yeah, I mean, they took advantage of the worst NFC ever.
No. Whoa.
Let's see them do it next year.
Whoa.
No, that's exactly what you would do.
No, you think the worst
yes,
of me.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely not.
I think you've earned that right.
What I'm doing is looking at a team in a bad conference and saying, why not the Lions? And I saw them score 35 points last week. In fact,
so you're not down on them.
No, I'm actually not.
Okay.
The offensive line, if they all play, we'll get to the injuries, could be dominant. Their run game looks like they are dominant. DeAndre Swift did not practice today. He says he's fine and is going to play, though. This team – with that offensive line and that running back.
Oh, you mean that battered offensive line?
No, this team should win 8-9 games in this conference.
I agree.
And I don't want to hear about, well, you know what, the playoffs are a pipe dream. You can't start 0-2. The other reason you can't start
0-2. If you say 8 or 9, they're not going to make the playoffs at 8, and that would mean they weren't dead at 0-2.
But you cannot – you have a chance to make the playoffs, but you also – if you start 0-2, it's more than just about the playoffs or the thought of making the playoffs. You know what it's about? It's about the fan base. You're never going to get what you got on Sunday. That crowd was amazing. They did everything possible to try to get a win for their team.
You reach that point if you start 0-5 or 1-4.
You see how people reacted after the first
game. Because they call them jerks like you egg them on.
Not me.
Yes, you.
If they go 0-2, people are going to be like, this team is no different. Dan Campbell's going to be an embattled coach, and it's going to be the same old story. You got to win on Sunday.
And people are allowed to be disappointed because they're actually favored for the first time in 25 games. But I just don't get into this shrieking.
Yeah, last time they
lost. All over. It's all over if they start 0-2. What's over? I mean, what is over? They weren't going to go 16-1. That's over.
Chance to make the postseason, legitimate chance.
You
and
are overrating that from the. You're slowly moving the goalpost imperceptibly to the point that after like six games, you'll say, they blew their shot at the playoffs. I had them making the playoffs all year.
Be honest with me. Do you believe that the Washington Commanders, is that their name, I think?
Commandos.
Yeah, the Commanders. Do you believe that they're a superior team to the Lions? Answer honestly. Superior.
I don't know. I think it's close. I think they're even.
Okay. Oh, you think they're even?
Well,
they go on and win the damn game. That's my whole point, though.
The Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. You get 3 points for being at home, so people actually think they're not as good
but
as the Commandos.
Joe, there are so many teams in this conference that are mediocre to
that
a little
beatable,
above mediocre.
That are beatable,
exactly.
Of course.
Enough with the it's okay to start 0-2. It's not.
Wait.
Beat the damn team. You should have beat the Eagles.
Okay. Let me just use your argument against you, which is relatively easy to do.
Okay.
There are so many teams to beat in the NFC, right?
Beatable, yes.
Yeah, so many.
Yes. Then start on Sunday.
So then – if they start 0-2, aren't there still going to be tons of beatable teams?
There will be
going forward.
There will be, but the stats and the data show that you're essentially
sunk.
Well,
this is unusually bad NFC, so the data doesn't matter right now.
You're sunk as a team if you're 0-2. And the other thing, too, is forget about just, if they start 0-2, like, why are you being so defeatist? Your opinion should be like, listen, they put up 35 points.
You're being defeatist.
And now they're not playing a mobile quarterback. Go out and beat
Carson
Wentz.
Yeah, but you're if they start 0-2, it's over the dime, blah, blah, blah. When, in fact, the schedule is still the same, the schedule that you looked at and thought, look at all these beatable teams. We'll take the phone calls.
248-539-9797. I need to know from y'all. Wojo's being irrational here.
No,
you're being irrational.
No, I'm being rational and logical. You're being emotional, and I'll be honest, pissy, okay?
Pissy?
Can I say that on the air?
I mean, from the auto show, you probably can.
Yeah.
Although a lot of people just walk by, and they're wondering what you're talking about.
Yeah, all right. 248-539-9797. You're being obtuse. That's also the
you
ticket text.
You love that word.
On the Wojo and Rieger show on 97.1 The Ticket.